when we are looking at the news on the Geneva Motor Show, and maybe also if we're looking 1 or 2 years back, what do you see as the biggest news in the Ritchie Ford?
Well, I think the most important thing about the Ford story is the commitment that Ford made 5 years ago to support all the customers around the world with a complete family of best-in-class vehicles. And all the vehicles you see here today are proof points about that strategy.
When you're thinking forward, where do you see the future is going at the moment? You have a lot of competitors. We saw today that the Opel Ampera, a semi-electrical vehicle, was named as a car of the year. Where do you see Ford in that aspect?
Well, Ford has probably the most complete electrification strategy of anybody worldwide. And the reason is that we are electrifying the entire platform, like on the C platform, so that the customer has the power of choice. They can choose a petrol, a diesel, a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, or an all-electric, and we make it off the same production line so we can offer it to the consumer more affordably than anybody else.
It is no secret that it has been hard time for a lot of factories in the past. It has gone down and up again, and my impression is that Ford is accelerating like hell at the moment.
He had said that, not me. but it is true that Ford is really growing. I think one of the reasons is that over 10 years ago, Ford really restructured itself to operate profitably. And then it accelerated the investment in all the new products that you see now. So even in Europe, we have been profitable for 6 out of the last 8 years. So even though the market is slowing down right now, we really believe longer term, Europe's going to be a very, very good market. And we want to be here with the freshest full family of vehicles for the consumers.